and we live in the countryside, and there are lots of animals nearby that are having their young.
So for this week's podcast in English.com, we're talking about the wild animals and their babies.
The ones we see every day are, of course, the birds, aren't they?
Yes, because the birds have their nests near our house.
We do see the babies, don't we? We see the baby chicks, don't we?
We see the chicks in their nests.
Because some of them nest in the trees right by the house. And it actually is easy to see into the nest, isn't it?
Yes, and of course you can hear them as well.
Which are the ones we can hear very clearly at night?
Well, the bird you're thinking of doesn't have a nest near our house, but it's in the empty house, which is next door to us, and that is the barn owl.
They make an incredible screechy noise, don't they?
They do, very clear. We'd never see them, but we certainly hear them.
Yeah, they're in the attic, aren't they, of the house?
Hmm.
We do see the young blue tits, Richard, and there's a good reason for that.
Yes, I built a nest box for them and they always use it.
Every year? How many years?
I don't know, a good few years. Yeah. But there's always little chicks in that every year.
That's very nice. And we also have, right by the door at the moment, a wren made a nest in the ivy around the house.
Yes, they usually have lots of babies.
Yeah. Okay, so those are the ones that we see every day. But we do have, Richard, foxes near us, don't we?
Lots of foxes, but we've never seen any cubs, have we?
No, they make a kind of hole in the ground.
A den.
Yeah, because we also have lots of rabbits and squirrels, and foxes love eating those.
Yes.
Something else we hear at night, Richard...
The wild pigs.
Yeah, the wild boar. I mean, we have lots of trees near us and lots of forests, and they come out of the forest and we can hear them in the field next door.
They're digging holes. We often see the holes that they've dug.
Mm. And every year they have lots of little piglets, don't they?
Mm.
Now, it's interesting because the piglets... The wild boars, they eat everything, don't they?
Especially worms. That's why they dig into the ground for the worms.
And for the roots as well.
And berries and seeds, things like that.
Mm. And of course, also, Richard, the birds, the baby birds, the chicks, they eat lots of worms and caterpillars, don't they?
Yes.
That's good for the garden. What else? I suppose, lastly, we've only seen a few times and not too near the house, but we are lucky enough to have deer near us, aren't we?
Yes, but we don't see any fawns, do we?
No, but I think that's because they stay in the woods where the young are.
Bit harder to see.
Yeah, but it is really nice that we are lucky to have all this wildlife near the house. We like that. So, we talked about lots of animals that are having their young near us at the moment. But what about you, the listeners?
What sort of animals and babies do you see?
Hmm.
We'd love to hear from you.